Exodus chapter 7. Now we'll read from verse 1 onwards. So the Lord said to Moses, "See, I've made you as God to Pharaoh, and Aaron, your brother, shall be your prophet. You shall speak all that I command you. And Aaron, your brother, shall tell Pharaoh to send the children of Israel out of his land. I will harden Pharaoh's heart and multiply my signs and my wonders in the land of Egypt. But Pharaoh will not heed you, so that I may lay my hand on Egypt and bring my armies and my people, the children of Israel, out of the land of Egypt by great judgments. And the Egyptians shall know that I am the Lord, when I stretch out my hand on Egypt and bring out the children of Israel from among them." Then Moses and Aaron did so, just as the Lord commanded them. So they did. And Moses was 80 years old and Aaron 83 years old when they spoke to Pharaoh. I'm going to stop right here as the Holy Spirit wants me to. I'm going to take you back to verse 1. You see, in this chapter, God is speaking to Moses, something very important. He says, "Moses, I have made you as God to Pharaoh," which means he's saying, "I'm making you more powerful than Pharaoh." Pharaoh is like the god of the Egyptians, a ruler whose word is the law in the land of Egypt. No one can raise their finger or say a word against Pharaoh. But God says here to Moses, "Moses, I have made you as God to Pharaoh." What is God saying to Moses here? "I've given you power and authority as my servant to have power over Pharaoh." This Pharaoh, who is such a powerful ruler in the land of Egypt, both the Egyptians and the Israelites and people from other countries, whoever hear the name of Pharaoh would tremble, would bow down to him because of his power and position. But God tells Moses here, "Moses, I'm going to make you someone that Pharaoh will have to bow down to." And there's anointing God gives to him. And he says, "Look, I have anointed you now. I have made you as God to Pharaoh." So from that burning bush to here, there's this impartation, this anointing that comes from God to Moses. And God had made Moses way higher than Pharaoh. That means whatever Moses says will happen. And Pharaoh has to fear Moses. That means Pharaoh has no power over Moses. Moses has power over Pharaoh. Someone who is more powerful than the powerful being that was there. God said, "Moses, I have made you as such." This is what the anointing of God will do. And a person is yielded to God Almighty, no matter how strong a force may be. The spirit of Pharaoh will be brought into subjection under the anointing of God that God gives to God's servants. God made Moses as God to Pharaoh, and God does the same thing even today. God gives that power and authority over the powers of darkness. And he makes them rulers over the powers of darkness. These powers of darkness are called the rulers of darkness. They're called principalities and powers of wicked spirits, full of wickedness. They're called the rulers of darkness. And what God does to those who are yielded to him and who are consecrated and walk in holiness, in righteousness and love, He gives them the power over all the powers of darkness. And when that authority comes, it is a power that surpasses Pharaoh's power. It's the power that surpasses all the powers of darkness. And then he says, and Aaron, your brother, shall be your prophet. What's the meaning of that? He didn't make Aaron to be over Moses. He's saying that Aaron will speak what you tell him to speak. A prophet is supposed to be the mouth of God. God made Aaron to be Moses' prophet. That means whatever Moses speaks, Aaron will speak those words to the people. Aaron was not God's prophet, which means God directly speaks to Aaron and Aaron speaks to the people. No. Aaron was Moses' prophet, appointed by God to Moses. So whatever God would tell Moses, being God's prophet, he will take those words from Moses' mouth and he will speak to Pharaoh. That's what that means. And God makes this provision for Moses because at that point, Moses, initially, he said, Lord, I can't speak, I can't do this, Lord, send Aaron. And because he requested God to send Aaron, Aaron came into the picture of being Moses' prophet to speak on behalf of Moses. But Moses was the messenger of God. Moses heard from God. Moses would have the word of God in his mouth. But then Aaron would take that and go and speak to Pharaoh. Now he says, you shall speak all that I command you. That means Moses, the mouth of God, God's prophet, will speak those words to Moses' prophet, which is Aaron. And then Moses will take that and he will tell Pharaoh exactly what God has spoken through Moses to Aaron. And God says, this is what will happen. This is how it's going to work. And Moses hears all these things. And the Lord says, I will harden Pharaoh's heart and multiply my signs and my wonders in the land of Egypt. But Pharaoh will not heed you so that I may lay my hands on Egypt and bring my armies and my people, the children of Israel, out of the land of Egypt by great judgments. I want to pause right here to clarify this scripture here so that no one takes God's word out of context and speak anything that is against God's heart and God's word. If we don't read the entire scriptures, if we don't read the whole Bible, if we don't know the heart of God, and if we don't have the revelation from God, we can actually begin to believe Satan's lies and fall into Satan's trap, and it's called delusion. God, who sees the end from the beginning, saw Pharaoh, and he saw the whole process. He knew that every time God would send Pharaoh, God would send Moses and Aaron to Pharaoh. Pharaoh will see all of these things, and Pharaoh will not let go. Every time a person receives God's word and they refuse to obey, there will be a hardening of heart that will take place. That's a byproduct. When you lie the first time and you're afraid to lie and you still go ahead and lie, after you lie, there's a hardening of heart that will take place where you won't feel that bad when you lie the second time. And then a hardening of heart will take place even more, further. And then the third time when you lie, it'll be much easier because your heart has become harder and harder. God is not hardening your heart. It is a byproduct of your sin. When a person sins, the Bible says, it'll bring forth death. What seed you sow, that's the fruit you will eat of. So, when a person disobeys the path of life, they deliberately go against the truth, there will be a hardening of heart that will take place. And this is where the Spirit of God says, With God sending Moses and doing these signs and wonders, this Pharaoh, because of him refusing to bow down to God's plan, because he will rebel against God's plan and he will still want to oppress the people of God and hurt the people of God, every time a plague is sent, when he refuses it, when he says, oh, I'm not going to let the people go, there'll be a hardening of heart that'll take place. And that's what verse 3 is. When he lies to God, saying that, oh, if you will go and pray to God and remove this plague away, I will let your people go. And he lies to God. He knows very well that once God shows his mercy, he will not let the people go. And he presumptuously does that. Then there is this hardening of heart that will take place. And what happens at that point? God will increase his plague. So the plague won't be like how it was the first time. The second time, the intensity will be more. The third time, the intensity will be more. The fourth time, the intensity will be more. Until the tenth time, where the intensity was the worst, which was the death of the firstborn. So every single believer should know, should have the understanding that though God is merciful and he's full of mercy and plenteous in mercy, you can actually get into a place of hardening your heart when you take God for granted, his grace for granted, and you think that, well, I can just say sorry to God, even though I know I am harming my body, which is a temple of God, and I desecrate this body, which is a temple of God. Well, even though I know I should be doing this, I'm not going to be doing this, and I'm going to rebel against God and still do all these things. And after some time, I'm going to just say sorry because I know he is merciful. And people who think they can do that are like Pharaoh. What will happen is there will be this hardening of heart that will take place where God will give them over to the hardening of heart. God doesn't cause anyone to sin and God doesn't make anyone to sin. The choices that we make will put us in that place by default where this hardening of heart will take place. It's important to know this. If you crack an egg and you put it in hot water, it's not going to be like the raw egg. Its consistency is bound to change because it was dropped inside boiling water. If you put it inside oil, its consistency is going to change because it made contact with that boiling oil. You put it in hot water, it made contact with that hot water. Both the oil and water were hot. And so it changed the consistency of the egg, the raw egg that was there. So the result, the change of the egg from being raw egg to becoming something that's cooked comes from its contact with heat, heated liquid. That's a byproduct. Now, the oil and the water, they were not telling, well, I'm going to somehow make this raw egg, even though it's inside the shell, I'm going to make it into this kind of an egg, like a cooked egg. They're not sitting and planning there, no. But when this raw egg comes in contact with the hot water or the hot oil, then the consistency is bound to change because that's the byproduct. That's what happens. Just like that, when a person takes the grace of God, that God comes and he says, let my people go. And now the person says, okay, I'm not going to do what I've been doing. I've been oppressing them and I've been beating them and I've been extracting from them. They were my slaves, but now God is telling me, let them go. I'm going to say, sorry, Lord, for keeping your people and treating them so bad. I'm going to let them go. If that would have happened, then the hardening of heart wouldn't have happened. But this verse 3 exists because of the byproduct of Pharaoh's actions. Same thing goes for every single one here. When God speaks to you, make sure you just obey, which is life for you. Well, when you say that, oh, I'll pretend like I'm obeying and I will do evil. When you do evil, the byproduct will be hardening of heart, just like I said about lying. Anything you do, whether it's lying or stealing, or whatever evil it may be, when you willfully do it, thinking that I can do it next time, I'll ask sorry and I'll do what I have to do now and then after a week I'll ask sorry, what'll happen is, by default, just like how the egg becomes cooked egg, your heart will get hardened by your own actions. And as you keep doing it and say, I'm going to ask God sorry again, and then tomorrow I'll do the same thing, then I'll ask sorry again, and day after tomorrow I'll do the same thing. What'll happen is every time, the hardening will get more and more. It's like the longer the egg is in the hot water, the more the consistency will change. The longer the egg is in the oil, the more consistency will change. It's way different. The same thing with anything that goes into the pressure cooker. If you put in there and you open and you take it before the pressure comes, it'll be different. But if you wait till the pressure is there, then the byproduct is going to be different. When you understand that I did this, now I'm not going to do it anymore. I'm not going to lie to God. I'm going to say, Lord, I'm sorry. I really am sorry. I'm never going to do it again. And you make it a point not to do it again. Then God will not only forgive, but he will remove that hardness of heart. And God will bless you. But if you say that I'm going to be doing this anyway, and I will just ask God for sorry, I'll just ask God for forgiveness, I'll say sorry to him because, you know, he's very merciful, and you willfully do it, the byproduct will be hardening of the heart. So your heart will get hardened. And every time you ask for forgiveness and you do the same thing, the heart will become more and more harder. The hardening of the heart will increase more and more because it's a byproduct. And God says, because he knew what Pharaoh will do, he says, I will harden Pharaoh's heart and multiply my signs and my wonders in the land of Egypt. What is he saying here? He's saying that this is what is going to happen. I'll give him over to this because this guy is going to refuse to let my people go. And because of that, every time he lies and he pretends as if he's going to let the people go, and then he goes in, he beats them up again, and he harasses them, and he forces them to build more. God says, every time that happens, the judgment of God will increase more. That's what the signs and wonders mean. The plague that will come every time, it'll become worse and worse and worse. This is a warning that every single one should know. Two things will happen when people take God for granted and they think that, oh, I can just tell sorry and do whatever I want to do, and I'll partner with the devil and I will do damage to God, to God's kingdom, to my own body. What will happen is the heart will become harder. That's a byproduct. And also God will chasten. And the chastening will become heavier and heavier and heavier until the bondage is broken. When the person realizes, oh God, I'm done. There are some people who will turn around, and there are some people like Pharaoh and the Egyptians who will be destroyed because they refuse to turn to the living God. God wants to protect you. God wants to prosper you. God wants to flourish you. But don't put yourself in a place where your heart will become harder and that you won't even know or what worst state you are in. You'll be thinking like, I'm more powerful and I can do all things, and that's what Pharaoh thought. And all his soldiers thought, even after the last plague came, because his heart was so hard, Because every time he lied to Moses, he'll say, Moses, pray for us. I'll let your people go. And then when Moses prayed to God and God took away that plague, he'll come with his heavy hand against the people of Israel. And he'll treat them really bad. And then God had to send a bigger plague. More lying, more punishment, more hardening of heart, heavier judgment of God. So when that happens, what happen is this hardening of heart will make a person think that God is with me, I can do anything, and nobody can stand before me. And even when God is fighting against them, and even when the chariot's wheels are coming off, and even when all these things are happening, even after the plague came, the 10th plague came, Pharaoh was so hardened in his heart, he went after the people of God. And this is what God says over here in verse 3. When that presumptuousness comes, God gives them over to the hardening of heart. That's a byproduct. God will never cause anyone to sin. God will never harden anyone's heart so that they can be destroyed. No. Even the worst sinner, the Bible says, he waits for them to repent. That's how loving God is. But when we choose to be evil and choose to be deceptive and choose to deceive God, by lying to God, saying that, Lord, please, please, please save me, please help me, and I would never do this again. And then after God rescues you and after God delivers you, you turn out to be a liar. You lie to God and you go back to your old ways. Your heart becomes harder. That's a default. By default, automatically, that's a byproduct. Just like a person who lies. Next time he lies without any remorse. That's what happens. And when that hardening of heart happens, then the judgment of God will begin to show you, you need to change your direction. Otherwise, you're going to die here. The people who don't listen, their hearts will become more and more hardened because they'll try to lie more to God and try to deceive God more. And then the judgment of God will increase more and more and more. So that's what verse 3 is. And God says, this is what is going to happen. And God says, Pharaoh will not heed you, so that I may lay my hand upon Egypt and bring my armies and my people, the children of Israel, out of the land of Egypt by great judgment. So this is what will happen. In spite of me showing my power to Pharaoh and his people, he's going to be so hard that he will not let go of these people. He's using them all to build his cities. He's whipping them. They're his slaves. He will not let them go. Even though God made Moses as God to Pharaoh, Pharaoh will not listen to Moses. We should never be like that. And God places his spiritual authorities over our lives and speak life into our lives. We should never be like Pharaoh, hardening our hearts and receiving the judgment of God. Be very careful. And God says here, I know these people, they'll put up a fight. They will not let my people go. So I will do these things. God is telling, this is how it's going to play out, Moses. This is how it's going to play out. Tell Aaron. So God already gave Moses a picture of the situation and what will happen and how it'll play out. Moses and Aaron did exactly as the Lord commanded them. And the Bible records this. Moses was 80 years old and Aaron 83 years old when they spoke to Pharaoh. So God, by his command, he's sending them both to the palace, making Moses as God over Pharaoh, giving him the power and authority over Pharaoh, and making Aaron Moses' prophet, who will speak for Moses, and telling them, this is the situation, this is how Pharaoh will be. But even though Pharaoh will harden his heart and he will come up against you, I will show my power every single time, and with great signs and wonders, I will deliver my people and bring them out. You're going to do that, Moses. And Aaron heard all these things. And they knew the plan of God. God is speaking to our hearts today. It took 10 plagues and beyond for the Egyptian that they saw to see no more. In your life, whatever you may be facing, whatever God needs to do to bring that enemy down in your life, whatever sickness it may be, whatever disorder it may be, whatever sin it may be, whatever problem it may be, the one thing that you must do is to partner with God, just like Moses and Aaron did. If you are on the Lord's side, God will, by his strong and mighty arm, he will deliver you from every situation and he'll bring you out into that land flowing with milk and honey. But if you join on the enemy's side, then you won't be delivered. You'll be under the oppression of the enemy. No matter what situation you may be in this month of April, God says, whatever situation it may be, no matter how impossible looking it may be, the Lord says, I have shown you what's going to happen. I've shown you how fierce the battle will be. I've shown you when you fight how strong the enemy will come up against. It looked like he's subsiding, then he'll rear his ugly head up. Every time this will happen, but I will show my power more and more and more and more and more. And I will deliver my people. And I will take them to that land that's flowing with milk and honey. This is what God is speaking to us in this month of April. This grand picture that God chose before us. And he says, just do that which I'm telling you to do. And you will see the delivering hand of the Lord come every single time, just like how it appeared to the children of Israel. Showing mighty signs and wonders to bring them out of the hand of the oppressor to a land flowing with milk and honey. Now, it didn't happen in 2 days, and it didn't happen in 3 days. It didn't even happen in 3 months. It's important to know battle is battle, war is war. Victory shall be won when it's won. Our focus is not the duration, our focus is the result. When it's utterly finished, thoroughly executed, when it's done, it is done. And our eyes must be upon the voice of God, the word of God, and the hand of God, which performs mighty things. So here God says, this is how it'll be. This is how the battle will be. This is how the process will be. This is how the enemy will be. And this is how I will be, says the Lord Most High. This is how I'll bring my people out. This is how I'll deliver them. With my strong hand. With my mighty hand. I will stretch out my hand against the enemy. And I'll bring out my people from out of their oppression. From out of dominion of the enemy. God says, whatever you may be going through, there is an end to it. There is a way out. And that way out is provided by God Almighty. Not by somehow squirming your way out. Not by squirming your way out. But by fighting it through the power of the Holy Spirit. By obeying everything that God has said so that you don't lose a single person. So that the young and the old and everything that you have, every single one will be out of the bondage of the enemy. Yeah, the enemy will put up a fight. But your eyes are not on the enemy. Your eyes should be upon the hand of God. But God says, with his mighty hand, with his outstretched hand, with his hand that will be stretched out towards the enemy, God will bring you out. Deliverance belongs to God. Power belongs to God. And God says, I've heard your cry. I've seen your tears. I've seen the oppression. And I've come to deliver you. And you're going to say, oh Lord, now that you came, it's even worse than before. So I'm going to somehow try to squirm my way out. No. God has given this word. Yes, the enemy will try, but you wait and see. You wait and see with my strong judgments. With my mighty hand, I will go against the enemy. Whatever you may be going through, whatever may oppress you, whatever may block you, whatever may hold you down, God says, just wait. You do what I'm telling you to do. Moses and Aaron did everything that the Lord told them to do at that point. And whatever the Lord said came to pass. Are you doing that which God has told you to do? Everything. If you're doing that which God has told you to do, God's promise is by his strong arm, by his outstretched arm, he will push down that which is against you. And he will bring you out victoriously out of the hands of your oppressor. God will do it. God will do it. Oh, the Holy One of Israel, he never grows weary. He never grows faint. Even young people, they grow tired and they grow faint, but they that wait upon the Lord, they shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not grow weary. They shall walk and not grow faint. Who are these people? These are people who wait on the Lord. Have they waited on the Lord by doing nothing? No, by doing that which God has commanded them to do. Are you doing that which God has told you to do? Are you doing that which God has told you to do? Everything. Everything. Whatever God has told you to do, are you faithful in doing that which God has told you to do? If you're faithful in doing that which God has told you to do, then God will bring you out with his strong arm, with his mighty arm, with his outstretched arm against the enemy. God will bring you out. Shall we close our eyes and look to the Lord at this hour? Hallelujah. At 80 years old and 83 years old, Moses and Aaron did that which the Lord commanded them to do. Everything. No excuses. These were people. Especially Moses. He was a man who lived a life without any excuse before God. That's why God was able to use him so mightily. God was able to use him to deliver people from the hands of the oppressor and successfully lead them as the hand of God and as the voice of God. God is asking you this question. To what extent are you obeying God? Are you being a Christian who hardens his heart and whose heart is being hardened because of your rebellion and your disobedience and your lying to God? Are you keeping that which you have promised to God? If you have promised to God something and you don't keep it, you are a liar before God. Your heart will get hardened. That's a byproduct. Anytime you tell God you'll do something and you don't do it, you are a liar before God. Your heart will get hardened. And you'll be wondering, why am I feeling so cold and why I'm not feeling this sore? Or you'll have a false high, like Pharaoh did. God is speaking to your hearts today. Make sure you're on the Lord's side. If God has promised you something, he will bring it to pass. Make sure you believe it with all your heart. If God says, I will fight against the enemy, and with my strong arm, with my outstretched arm, I will bring you out. That means he will bring you out. He says, this is how Pharaoh will be. He will fight, but I will fight on your behalf. At that time, don't try to run away. Stay on the Lord's side. and do what he has told you to do so that he can fight for you. You want God to fight for you? If you want God to fight for you, then you have to be on the Lord's side and do what he's telling you to do. Otherwise, victory will not come. The oppressor will not leave. By squirming our way out, we'll only put ourselves into a deeper hole. The safest place for anyone to be is in the will of God, in the hands of the living God. God is working in you. God is working in you. God is working in you. Before he can work through you, he has to work in you. There has to be a deeper level of working that needs to take place. The Spirit of God is speaking at this hour. Before he can bring you out of the oppression, you need to see the power of God. You need to see the strong, mighty hand of God. The people who saw these 10 plagues and saw the power of God, in spite of seeing all these things and walking through the Red Sea, they complained against God and complained against Moses in the wilderness after seeing all of this. Imagine if they would have left without seeing any of those things. God is working in you. He knows you very well. More than you know yourself, God is working in you because he knows you. More than you know yourself, God knows you. He knows all about you. God is interested in shaping you, forming you, in filling you, and then making you useful. Yield yourself to the working of the Holy Spirit. Tell the Lord, Lord, I will not play games with you. I will not take your mercy for granted. I will not lie to you. I don't want to be found a liar before you. I'm not going to presume upon the grace of God. I'm not going to think that 100 times and I can ask for forgiveness. You can. But every time you presumptuously sin, your heart will become harder and harder and harder. God can forgive you, but you'll be in a very bad place spiritually, not even feeling anything. Be very careful. A tender heart is important. If you want to receive from God, a tender heart is important. A heart that is tender, a ground that is tender, will be able to take in the rainwater, will be able to cause the plant to grow, the seed to bear much fruit. Hardness of heart is something that you should not give yourself over to. Never give yourself over to lying and corruption and immorality. Don't treat the presence of God lightly and cheaply. Don't treat the anointing of God lightly and cheaply. Don't treat the servants of God lightly and cheaply. Don't treat the word of God that is coming from the mouth of God through the mouth of the servants of God to you. Because when God speaks, he means what he says. And when he tells you to do something, he knows you can. And that's why he tells you to do, because he wants to bless you. Whatever God tells you to do is for your own blessing. God told Moses and Aaron to go and talk to Pharaoh because he wanted to release the people from the oppression. And God tells you to do something, do it because it is for your own deliverance. It's for your own healing. It's for your own blessing. It's for your own promotion. Don't resist the work of grace in your life. When you do that, you'll give yourself over to the hardening of your heart. And then the hand of God will become heavier. God is speaking at this hour. Be on the Lord's side so that you can be blessed. Don't join with the enemy. Be on the Lord's side so that you can prosper. Don't join with the enemy. In this month of April, tell yourself, Lord, I am going to move forward, not take a step backward. I'm not going to lie to my God, the one who is so merciful, the one who wants to bless me. I'm not going to be a fool to to put myself in a place of disaster. I don't want my heart to get hardened anymore. I want to be faithful to God. Take a few minutes in the presence of God and give yourself over to God Almighty. Say, Lord, in this month of April, I want to be real. I want to be true. I want to be holy. Lord, I want to prosper. I want you to bless me. Jesus, bless me. Ask the Lord at this hour. God is here to bless you. Give yourself over to God and say, Lord, I want the old to be gone and I want the new to begin. Help me, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Tell the Lord, Lord, I want to be out of the hand of the oppressor. I will do whatever you tell me to do. And whatever you have told me to do, I'm going to go back and look at those things and do it. So that I can be among those who are liberated, not among those who are bound. So that my heart may be soft and not be hard. So that I can be filled with the joy of the Lord, not be under any torment. This month of April, let it be a month of great prosperity. Tell the Lord at this hour, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. The Spirit of the Lord says that God is going to speak further tomorrow and the day after. Give yourself over to the Lord this day and say, Lord, work this word in my life. Thank you, Jesus. God says he has come to liberate you. He has come to set you free. He's come to prosper you. The Lord, I'm going to stand on your side. I'm going to be by your side so that I can be on the winner's side. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. You've come to deliver your people. You've come to deliver your people. Whatever battle your people may be facing, you're here to say that you've seen their tears. You've heard their cries and you've come to deliver them. You are going to do a deeper work in them during this process, Lord. That you're going to straighten out that which is crooked in their lives. That you're going to make all their rough places smooth. You're going to do a deeper work in their lives. So they can witness the hand of the living God before you can completely set them free from the hand of the oppressor. So I pray as you do this mighty work in your people, may they yield themselves to the working of the Holy Spirit. That they may become part of the miracle journey that comes from walking with the living God. That they may not add to their sorrow and add to their problems by being against the Lord and being with the enemy. But they may be on the Lord's side and choose victory over defeat. Choose life over death. Choose joy over sorrow. Choose gain over loss. As your servant standing in the presence of God, before the throne of God, according to the power and authority given to me by the Almighty God, I bless you, people of this hour. With this blessing that you alone can bless them with, that they may do everything that you have told them to do. They may be faithful to the word that you have given to them through your shepherds. That they may eat the manna that you give them daily. That they may not lie to you. That their hearts may not be hardened. That they may stand before you with integrity and uprightness of heart. not only seeing themselves set free, but used by you to set others free. And live in that land of overflow, flowing with milk and honey. With this blessing, I bless you people at this hour. And I thank you for doing this. In Jesus' most precious name, I pray. Amen. Amen. Jesus.